From WCMU Public Media, this is Between the Lakes, a weekly recap of the top news stories impacting Central and Northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Coming up on the show, as spring emerges, so do ticks in Michigan. One public health official says Lyme disease cases are on the rise in one northern Michigan county.
Our rates of reported Lyme disease are up 75% from last year.
Find out why cases are increasing and what can be done to prevent it. And for this week's Brain Teaser, a Michigan trivia question that will freeze your brain. That's coming up. But first, these headlines. Northern Michigan utility co-ops may get extra federal funding to help with damages from last year's ice storm. President Trump recently reversed FEMA's decision to deny the state's request. The governor and Northern Michigan Congressman Jack Bergman have been fighting for this aid for months. Alan Berg is the president and CEO of the Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. He says the co-op took out $150 million in loans to nearly rebuild their entire grid.
The principal balance of $150 million still remains today, just like it did after the ice storm. And we've already predetermined that any dollars from the FEMA process would go directly to reducing that emergency line of credit.
Berg says the chance to apply for federal funding is extremely helpful, but it will only cover up to 75% of their eligible damages. Right now, members are paying an extra $20 per month to help pay down the interest on the co-op's debt. Berg says that won't change anytime soon. Some Democrats in the Michigan Senate majority are leaving open the possibility of pausing gas taxes if fuel prices don't go down. That's as Democrats blame President Donald Trump's war in Iran for spiking energy costs and disrupting global supply chains. Democratic State Senator Darren Camilleri says pausing gas taxes is just one potential option lawmakers are considering.
That is obviously an idea that we've floated and passed through the legislature in the past, particularly when we've seen those higher gas prices. So it's under consideration, and we're going to hopefully see an end to this illegal war, and that's the biggest reason that we're seeing these gas prices rise in the first place.
The state Senate passed a resolution Wednesday calling on President Donald Trump to reverse course on the war and pro-fossil fuel energy policies. Republicans all voted against it. They derided the measure and blamed Democrat-backed clean energy laws for higher prices in Michigan. With the Great Lakes shipping season underway, the U.S. Coast Guard says they're prepared to help ships navigate icy conditions, even with fewer icebreakers on the water. WCMU's Kristen Kampas has more.
Only 7 of the Coast Guard's 9 icebreakers are fully operational, as ice covers about 20% of the Great Lakes. Coast Guard officials say warmer temps in the south have allowed them to focus on areas with more ice, like the Straits of Mackinac and the St. Mary's River. Canadian icebreakers are also helping to make up lost ground. Eric Peace is with the Lake Carriers Association. He says he's concerned about large sheets of ice starting to naturally break up as the season progresses.
Without an icebreaker in front of you, if one of those plates breaks loose and the ship's in a confined channel, it can push them aground and slice them open. And we've had that occur in the past.
Peace says if the icebreakers can't keep up, it could harm the nation's multi-billion-dollar steel industry. I'm Kristen Kappas, WCMU News.
After a series of contentious town hall meetings left residents with more arguments than answers, Bay City officials partnered with a local nonprofit this week to help bridge the divides. The event centered on conversations about Bay City's bridge project, cooperating with federal immigration officers, and maintenance issues. Erin Patrice is with Breaking Bread Village and facilitated the meeting. She says her role was to help open the door for progress.
We weren't really trying to come and solve anything because you can't solve anything in one night, but the goal was to have people have transparent, honest conversation where people could actually have a back and forth in a healthy way.
Patrice says, like most communities she works with, the people of Bay City really want the same thing, to help the place they call home. And now it's time for this week's Brain Teaser. I'll pull from a hat either a random fun fact, a riddle, or a quiz question, all meant to tease your brain this weekend. So let's draw the teaser today. And today's teaser is a Michigan trivia question. Here we go. What summertime treat made of soda and water was invented by an 11-year-old Michigan boy in 1905? Again, what summertime treat made of soda and water was invented by an 11-year-old Michigan boy in 1905? Stay with us because we'll pop up with the answer after this. As the spring temperatures emerge here in Michigan, so do ticks. And Michigan health officials are reporting that cases of Lyme disease are already showing up. I recently spoke with Jody Soroka from a local public health department covering parts of Northwest Michigan, otherwise known as DHD-10, to talk about the uptick in cases and what you can do to stay safe.
I can tell you, I know here personally at DHD-10, when I did kind of pull some of the numbers from the prior year, we report on fiscal year, so which starts in October and goes to September. Our rates of reported Lyme disease are up 75% from last year. So we've already had, since October, we've had 30 reported cases, with 19 of them have been confirmed. And like I said, we are already seeing cases being reported this spring.
Can you kind of give us an explanation? Why is that?
Lyme disease and the anaplasmosis are both tick-borne infections. Basically, that the tick season is getting longer. And some of that, you know, they're rationalizing is because the summers are a little bit longer and the winters are milder than they were. And, you know, ticks typically start emerging when the weather hits 40. I know personally here in Mason County, where I am located and within our district, they're kind of sticking around because we're not having those cold, deep freeze winters. So they're kind of like reemerging a little sooner than they have historically.
Let's talk about the ticks, the black-legged ticks. They're the ones, are they the only ones that are carrying the Lyme disease bacteria or anaplasmosis?
They're the biggest offenders, especially for our region.
Are there other types of ticks in Michigan that may cause illness?
There are. I mean, we just see a lot of the black-legged ticks, or they're called deer ticks. That's the most common.
So, Jody, what are the signs that someone may have a tick bite as opposed to fleas or other bugs?
If you don't see the tick right away, you can start with like a fever, fatigue, headache, skin rash. If it's undetected after several days, it becomes like a bullseye. And that's kind of like the trademark or hallmark sign is it's like a bullseye.
Then how long before people will show these signs after being bit?
It's usually like anywhere from 7 to 21 days. It can develop into, like out into your joints, into the heart. And usually if you can get the tick off of you before it's engorged, it's usually 24 to 36 hours. You want to get them off as soon as you can.
Yeah.
So
with climate change being cited as one factor for seeing a rise in ticks in Michigan and those disease numbers also rising in correlation with that, what kinds of discussion that maybe you know of is there in the science community for future treatments with people who may have contracted the Lyme disease? Is there any talk around the science hub?
Not that I am aware of. Currently there is no vaccine for Lyme disease. There's no vaccine for pets for Lyme disease at this point. If you are bit with the tick, you can go see your primary care, can be treated with 10 to 21 day course of antibiotics. Usually it's doxycycline, But again, they really continue to push early, diagnosis and treatment. And then, as always, prevention, being aware of where you're going, what you're doing, checking yourself, and, just taking those proactive steps.
That was Jody Soroka from the District 10 Health Department, covering 10 West and Northwest Michigan counties. Soroka says black-legged ticks are small, reddish-brown with 8 black legs and a black dorsal shield appearing oval-shaped and flat until engorged. She says it's best to wear light-colored clothing if you venture outdoors in order to easily spot them on your clothes. Do you have a story idea for the WCMU News team? Leave us a voicemail at 989-774-NEWS. Your message goes right to our team of journalists, and your story could be featured on the radio and this podcast. That's 989-774-NEWS, or submit a tip online at wcmu.org/tip. And now it's time to reveal the answer to this week's Brain Teaser. We asked you to guess the answer of this Michigan trivia question. What summertime treat made of soda and water was invented by an 11-year-old Michigan boy back in 1905? Again, what summertime treat made of soda and water was invented by this 11-year-old Michigan boy in 1905? And if you guessed the popsicle, you would be correct. Yes, the popsicle was invented by an 11-year-old boy named Frank Epperson in 1905 in Michigan City, Michigan, when he accidentally left a mixture of soda and water outside overnight with a stick in it, thus creating the very first frozen treat on a stick called the Popsicle. Well, you must think you're pretty cool to get that one right, huh? Well, you are. That's all for this edition of Between the Lakes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes, where you'll find more of our reporting and analysis from across the region. Visit our website, radio.wcmu.org, to find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horace is our executive producer, and I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Enjoy the weekend.